Okay, good evening. It is, we're up to the 5th of Cheshvan. We are in Simen Ches, Sivav. I see Simen Tes is about to be even more exciting as we continue to go through this wonderful Sefer, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, finishing it in time for Simchas Torah. Speaking of Simchas Torah, today's learning is Lila Nishmas, all of the Kedoshim who are Nifter by the Nova Festival, and all those who are related to the attacks of Simchas Torah, and especially since HaTzadik HaGadol, one of our wonderful members of our group here, is going to be going there tomorrow, and it should be a big schus for Klal Yisrael, bringing Klal Yisrael together, and only going up, up, up. We should be zeichet to only the best things. We continue Simen Ches Sif Vav. Afilu Lilmoid. Also, it's forbidden even for one to begin a Torah study session. Remember, we're talking about
Which page?
we're up to page 78. That it is, we've been talking about things that a person may not do in middle of the night or before Shacharis. Now we're saying afilu also haskel. It is forbidden even for one to begin a Torah study session, Misha Olamud Shachar, from daybreak. Right? Because learning is coming, and you cannot. You can davening is coming. Right? You cannot learn at this time because it'll interfere with your davening. However, one who regularly goes to shul to pray, therefore there is no concern that he will miss the time of prayer. It is permitted for him to learn before Shacharis because he has his minyan, and if he has his minyan, he doesn't have to be concerned that he's going to miss that specific time that he always goes to learn. And he doesn't have to be concerned. V'chein, and likewise, mishu, one who learns Torah with others, and if he would not learn with them now before Shacharis, their learning session would be canceled. It is permitted to learn with them before praying. Listen to this. Learning with a group of people, like we are doing right here, and with our live audience, in-person audience, you have to be careful that you don't miss as much. So again, what we've been talking about is that a person is not supposed to learn Torah when daybreak occurs because it's going to affect whether he's going to be able to make it to davening on time. But if he has a set minyan, then he can learn at that time. And also, if he has a group of people that he learns with, since Zechus HaRabim Davar Gadol, so therefore he is allowed to learn with that group. We're starting a brand new Simen Tes Hilchas. This is the Torah commands. That when wearing a garment that has four corners, one must affix tzitzis, tassel-like fringes, to the corners of the garment. As the pasuk says, al tzitzis, al they shall make themselves fringes on the corners of the garments. Each of the tzitzis is made up of four strings that are inserted into the corners of the garment, and we'll talk more about this, of course, and then knotted and twisted in a specific manner to form a braided tassel. Now, I'm going to try to avoid using the word tassel here as much as I can. It's just tzitzis, even though tzitzis and tassel do sound very much like Sif Aleph. Gedayla mitzvah tzitzis. How great is the commandment of tzitzis, meaning the reward for its observance, sharia kosev shekala betala, but that is evident from the fact that the Torah equates this commandment and also connects it to kol ha-mitzvahs kulon, to all the commandments in the Torah. How do we see that in Krishma? We see it every day, Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Uri isim oisuz haritzim kol mitzvahs Hashem, and you shall see it, meaning the tzitzis, and you shall remember all the commandments of Hashem before them. Meaning that seeing the mitzvahs, the tzitzis rather, reminds one of the commandments because the numerical value, as we're going to see, of the word tzitzis alludes to the 613 mitzvahs. How is that? Says the kitzer, tzitzis, if you take the word tzitzis spelled tzadik yud sav, it has the numerical value of 600. As we know, tzaddik and tzaddik, each one is 90. That's already 180. Two yuds is now another 20. So that's 200. With a tav, that's 400. So now together, it's 600. And you have then the shmoina chutin v'chamisha ksharim. You add to the 600 the eight strings of the tzitzis that hang down from the knots, and there are five knots on a person's tzitzis, so 5 plus 8 plus 600 is 613. This adds up to a total of 613. Lachen, therefore, tzarch kol ish liyas nizer. Every man must take care sheyu loy talis katan, to have a talis. Katan, shiyu malubush boy kol hayem, that you should wear the entire day. Obviously, the greatness of the tzitzis that you're carrying with you, 613 mitzvahs at all times. And we're now going to have a description of the ideal features of the talis katan. V'yish shel tzemer rechelim. The best made tzitzis should be made out of wool. I myself, I did not wear wool tzitzis until I was 18 years old. I went to Eretz Yisrael with my cotton tzitzis, and then the very first night I was learning Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, I lost my cotton tzitzis, and I went to Geula. There's a little more of a story to this, but then eventually I went to Geula, and I bought myself a pair of tzitzis, and I have put on wool tzitzis, and I've been wearing wool tzitzis ever since. So it should be wool tzitzis, lavan. It should also be white, v'gadol kashir, and as large as the required measurement, which we'll say, the hainu, that is, shloisha reva amma b'erich, 3/4 of an amma long. And it says in the footnote over here that somewhere between 14.2 and 17.1 inches, you want to be machmir, something like 17 inches long. V'chatzi amma b'erichav, and a half an amma wide. So if you take, if the other one is 3/4 an amma long, and you take take off a quarter of that, you will get to your length of half of an amma wide. The Yeshem, some say amma amma, rather it should be one amma long, one amma wide, and that isn't how most people say that it should be one amma long, one amma wide, so that should be 22.7 inches lechumra, they write in the footnote here. But oisin shal oisin is a talis katan, and those who make a talis katan tougher minat stadim, they sewn up on the sides of the talis, tzrichin lezar, they have to be careful, shiyah mikol tzad pesuach, that it should be open on each side, roiv hanir lenayim, by a discernible majority of the length of the garment. So people wear undershirt tzitzis nowadays, and it's tied on the sides under their arms. They have to make sure the majority that one can see it as a majority, a significant amount, is open. It shouldn't even be connected with hooks, meaning even temporarily. There was a problem at one point with, they used to have these snap-on, snap-off shirts. That was a significant issue here. In addition, every person should take care to have a talis gadol with tzitzis, in which to wrap himself during the morning prayers. Obviously, the minig is that we only have such a thing for a married person, except for we have a Sephardic brother over here in our group, and they do so. The Yehadish Yelay Talis Na, or Yekis and others, one should endeavor to beautify the mitzvah of having a beautiful talis. The Chen Kol HaMitzvahs, you should also beautify all your mitzvahs. Sarich La'asos and Behidir B'chol Ma'ade Efsher, you should try to beautify as much as possible. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, and as we said earlier, a person should always know the source and the Torah for the things that you do. Zekeli Van Veyu, the Pasuk says, this is my God, the Eibishter, and I will beautify him. V'darshin, what does it mean to beautify him? He's snoy lefan of mitzvahs, meaning I will be beautiful in front of him. V'idaktik liknoy tzitzis, one should be careful to buy the tzitzis strings, me'ish nemon, from a trustworthy person, shiyah betuach, so he can be sure, shenasu, that they were prepared, b'tivia uv'shazira, with regard to the spinning and twisting of the thread. Meaning the spinning, as you should just note in the footnote, he points out, spinning is the process of twisting the fibers of the wool to produce a single thread. And then twisting is after spinning, each thread is doubled over and then twisted together. So you should have, you should know that it's being done b'perush l'shma, explicitly for the sake of the tzitzis, uchim mitzvasan, and according to the laws of the tzitzis, v'yu aruchim kishir, and they should also be the proper length, as we'll talk about soon. But just to reiterate here, the reason why you go to a farm store and you want to buy a pair of tzitzis and you need to make sure it has a hashgacha is because you want to make sure that these halachas, as we said, spinning, twisting, and that the length are all satisfying proper halacha. Sif beis mishi yefshu loy elav tal shel pishlan. If a person cannot get a wool talis, but can only get a linen talis, yefshu lasis by tzitzis shel tzemer, in which is not possible to affix wool in tzitzis. You can't put wool on a linen tzitzis. Mishum iser shanis, because then it would be a problem with shanis, putting wool and linen together. Yesh mishamer, there are some who say the yasa kanfais shel or, that what you should do is you should have the linen garment, but the quarters of the garment should be made of leather, ubehem tzitzis shel tzemer, and put wool tzitzis onto the corner which is made of leather, and that would be connected to the linen, so you're not connected to linen and wool together. The yesh cholkin alav shel asken, and others disagree and say you should not do that. Ayin shar tshuva, saif, sim, and tes, it would be nowadays almost nobody has ever used linen tzitzis. We only use either wool or cotton, avoiding the issue of shanis. Sif gimel, the tzitzis strings must be tied al kanfei vigdeim, onto the corners of the garments. Sif gimel discusses the practical application of this requirement, as we'll see. Hanekev shemachnisim bo yasat tzitzo, the hole through which the tzitzis strings are inserted, lo yehi rochik misafas habegel, they should not be positioned at a distance from the edge of the garment, hein ba'orech, hein ba'orechev, whether from its length or its width, yaser mishloisha agudol, and more than 3 thumb breadth. So you take three thumbs and you go three, and then that's how far it should be from the edge of the garment. Yeshem, some say that these thumb breadths, you should pick the skinny part of the thumb. The hainu bereisha, that's the top of the thumb, gets more narrow when you get to the top. And it's appropriate to be strict as relates to this. Ayin shari tshuva. The scissor strings cannot be inserted higher than this distance, meaning beyond the three thumb widths, and because higher than three thumb widths, breaths away, loy mikri cannot beg. It's no longer a consider that you're putting it on the corner of your garment. And as we know, the pasuk says that you have to put tzitzis on the corners of your garment. And if it's beyond three thumb widths away, we'll say that that's no longer the corner of your garment. Ela beged, rather, it's considered the main body of the garment, and you're not putting it on the corner. Vim also says aneket, if one made the whole lemala mishlei shagudolim, and he made it beyond the three thumb widths away from the edge, afal pi shekishekoyshe es hatzitza, even though that if he ties the tzitzis at that point, moyshech es hakesher, by tying your tzitzis on, it'll tighten it, and by doing that, umakmit min hatalis, it wrinkles up, so then it's not the actual knot will no longer be three thumb widths away from the corner, right? So it's going to be closer because you're tying it, and it's scrunch, as you see. Ad shebo hanek of lamata, their hole will then reach within three thumb breadths away from the end. Mikol makom puzzle, it's still invalid because that hole, in actuality, once it's spread out, is too far away from the corner. V'imel achar shetola asat tzitza, after the tzitza strings were hung, benek of shul lamala v'nashir, at that time, it was too far. And what you do, you want to make it closer. So what? Very simple. Chotef benegev, you made a cut in the area of the hole so that now the hole is closer to the end. Kadesha titola tzitza lamata mishleish, in order for that tzitza is now to hang lower. Puzzle, it's still invalid. Why is it invalid now? The tzitzas are now properly close to the edge, so why is it still invalid? For a different reason. Mishum, because the rule, tasa v'loimena also, you should make tzitzas properly from the start and not repair that which was already made improperly. So if it was made improperly and you want to correct it later on, you have to take the strings off, redo it, tie it back on, and then you'll have it as a wonderful tzitzis. But if your tzitzis were on the beged, and then you simply stretch out the beged so that the tzitzis become kosher after they're already attached, so that's not going to be kosher tzitzis, and you have to redo the whole thing. The gam lo yehanekev karv lisfas habeged. Also, the hole should not be too close to the edge of the garment. We said it has to be at least, it should not be more than three thumb widths away, but it also shouldn't be too close, bein ba'orich ben b'orichev, whether it's the length or the width, to be too close. Paches mikashir shiyesh, that less than the amount that there is, from the middle joint of the thumb, I'd say it's important. Your thumbs are very important until the end of the thumbnail. So if you look at your thumb over here, if you look at the viewing audience, from the middle of the thumb to the end over there, it should be beyond that distance from your edge of your garment, and it should also not be too far from the edge of your garment. So check your tzitzis later. The hole cannot be placed lower than this, kilamata mizeh, because why can't it be placed lower than that? Gam kin lo mikra kav, it's also not considered the corner of your garment. It's actually below the corner. It's possible to be above the corner. It's possible to be below the corner. So therefore, it should be somewhere between that amount of the area. If the hole was appropriately distanced from the end of the garment, except that through tightening the knot of the tzitzit strings, once again, like we said, when you tighten the tzitzit strings, the garment itself, then once it gets too close to the edge, is no longer that measurement from the edge. It's still kosher because when you tied it originally, it was kosher and therefore it could stay kosher. Regarding the threads that are sometimes left on the edge of the talis garments, the in and arugan are not woven into the talis. There is a doubt in nimdadin lishir ze oyalai if they are to be taken into account of this measurement. You know, sometimes, like Mike says, is there are strings attached beyond the garment itself. So if there are strings beyond the garment, do you count that as an extension of the garment? Therefore, it is necessary to cut these threads from the edge of the garment, kaidem kashiras hatzitzis, before you tie the tzitzis on, in order not to be stuck in a case of doubt. Vitalis katan legin sas, with regard to our talis katan, some have a custom lasses shnei nikavim zeitzel zeh. We don't find this by too many of the Ashkenazim. I think by Chabad and by Sfardim, you do find that there are two holes at the edge of the garment. Kimaitzeri, it's like a tzeri, like the A sound, the nikuda. Umachnisim b'shneim as tzitzis, and they put the tzitzis into both of them. Vein tuluya is ala talis mechutz, and they hang on the outside of the talus through those two strings, and that is what people do. But as I said, he seems to be okay with either one of those. We obviously, most of us do not do that. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your eating. Hatzlacha u'bracha.